Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 20th of March, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I've been catching up with Boos because I am yet again behind, and I've been listening to interest with the continuing discussions of what to do about the potential demise of Posterous and what the alternatives are. And I suppose this boo really is aimed at SM2N and SARE, but might be of interest to other people as well. SARE, for background, is a long-term Posterous user, has had Posterous as a blog for 4 years, and is now attempting to move over to WordPress as a means of securing her blog for the future. Just wanted to add a few comments because I've just listened to Simon's boo from either Saturday or Sunday, where he's talking about WordPress being the most secure option. Simon, I think you need to be very careful when you're recommending that. Particularly self-hosted WordPress has all sorts of security flaws, and if you're going to recommend it to anybody as a platform, personally, I'm always careful to make sure I don't recommend it to anybody who isn't technical enough to cope with keeping it updated. The thing about WordPress is people find security flaws, people exploit them, the WordPress developers fix them, and then they roll out an update. You then have to apply that update to your site, which is very easy, it's one click. But every time you do that, you have the potential of breaking other plugins, your theme, anything else that goes with your site. It's really important that you're technical enough to be able to cope with that happening and that you're technical enough to be taking backups of your site on a regular basis. I actually, for my WordPress blog, use a fantastic product called VaultPress, which costs money. I think it's $15 or $20 per month. It's a subscription service, but it is a real-time backup. Every time something changes on my blog, and the minute it changes, it gets backed up to the VaultPress service. Now, this means that when I, for example, do a update to my theme, as I did last month, which breaks something, and it broke something in quite a dramatic way, within 30 minutes, I had pulled my backup off VaultPress, restored it, and I was back where I was. Now, you know, that worked because I've got backups and because I know what I'm doing enough to do that kind of stuff. Some people don't have that level of technical ability and don't want that level of technical ability. And something like, you know, pressing the update button, updating your theme, and something breaking is a disaster. So I don't, you know, and, you know, even if WordPress discontinues, the minute WordPress discontinues, security flaws will still be found. And even though you're saying, you know, if you have your own self-hosted WordPress blog, it could last for years, it really probably can't. The reason that John, Floyd UK, moved off self-hosted WordPress was because his site got hacked, and it took him a long time and a lot of technical help to get it back to how it should be. And at that point, he decided he didn't want the hassle of having to keep his updates up to date and keeping everything in sync. So he went to Squarespace, which is a hosted solution that you pay for as a monthly charge to Squarespace. But it's kept up to date for him, and all he has to do is worry about his content and his blog as a blog. He doesn't have to do all the technical stuff behind the scenes. So, WordPress is not the answer to everything, which I think, Simon, you're coming across a little bit like you think it is the only solution, and I don't think it is. And if Sarah is finding the setup difficult, then, you know, perhaps consider what it's going to be like to be keeping running. Now, Sarah, I believe at the moment you're on WordPress.com, so at the moment you don't have to worry about that so much because WordPress themselves will apply all the updates for you, and I think your selection of themes is more limited, so I think you only get themes that are compatible. But if you're ever thinking of a move to self-hosted, there are some things to think about, and it's not just about whether it's the best technical solution, it's whether it's the right solution for you. Personally, I already have a WordPress blog, and if I do have to replace my Posterous, I'm looking for something else because I don't think WordPress will do what I want it to do in this case. The final thing I wanted to say is we haven't had confirmation that Posterous is going. We've had indications. It's wise to be looking up backup solutions, but I'm not racing to leap off Posterous right now. I'm waiting to see what happens.